All right, everybody, we are live, and I decided to bring Dynasty Rich from Dynasty Nerds on to talk about this wonderful tool he has brought to us. We were talking off air for a little bit, and I have been on this tool a ton, and just it's mind-blowing. We're going to kind of dig deep into it, talk about what it's good for and the uses and just how much this thing could expand. Like, Rich is teasing me off air about how much this tool is going to just get bigger when it already is nearly perfect in my eyes. So Rich, welcome in. How's it going, man?
Good, Tyler. Thanks for having me, man. Yeah, and thanks for the kind words. Appreciate it. Glad you enjoyed the tool.
I mean, we're wearing the same shirt. This is the shirt I bought when I first started writing for Dynasty Nerds. You were the one who brought me in. So this is like home. Yeah. Well, I'm at Dynasty Nerds. I'm like inviting you into my apartment. I'm trying to make it all nice and stuff. Well, but yeah, I mean,
that's a big part of it.
That's always good to be comfortable. But yeah, it's good to be here. Let's talk about this tool, Rich. I want you to kind of get the layout of this tool and kind of what it's all about.
Yeah, the Dynasty GM is something we've been talking about for a couple of years here and strategizing about. And obviously we just came out on the first with the version 1.0, which is exciting. Like I told you off camera was, you know, hey, this is something I'm so stoked for the feedback we've gotten already. And this is just the version 1.0, right? Like there's so many more things coming to the Dynasty GM that I am excited about. Some things coming very quickly, like access to Flea Flicker. That's going to be coming within the next, hopefully 2 weeks, we'll have that out. And so many other things I don't want to give away all of them, but we're hearing your feedback and we're making it better than it already is. And the feedback's been great. And what Dynasty GM is, it's a tool that's going to help you just overall be a better dynasty fantasy football player. I mean, it's the whole point or purpose. You do a podcast, whole purpose. I do a podcast. We have Dynasty Nerds, you have Dynasty Happy Hour, to make the community stronger at the game, you know, and information's power. And one of the worst things to do, I always felt, was to be stuck in the middle in Dynasty Fantasy Football. It's the worst. And the biggest problem is most people don't know if they're stuck in the middle because they look at their roster and like, this is not too bad. I'm a piece here. And what the Dynasty GM is going to do is it's going to be all encompassing when it's all said and done. So right now, if you log into Dynasty GM, it's going to show you your team portfolio, right? It's going to show you all your assets and where your strengths and weaknesses are as a whole. You know, what kind of draft picks you have, where you at QB, wide receiver, running back, tight end. And then that's going to give you your all-encompassing team in the team portfolio. But my favorite part of it is the league analyzer. So what you're going to do with the league analyzer, we're going to bring that up, and it's going to analyze your entire league. And from the Dynasty Nerds calculations, it's going to rank every team in order from first to last. If you're in a Scott Fishbowl, there's 96 people in your league, it's going to go from 1 to 96. It's going to rank you all.
So that's one thing. That's one of the things I didn't want to look at because I didn't think I drafted well. So I don't want to jump to conclusions with that team. So that's one league I actually didn't add, which is nice because you can choose to add certain leagues. If I didn't want to add Scott Fishbowl, I didn't have to. But like you've also got Sleeper. I added all my Sleeper leagues. And I mean, I don't have too many, but Sleeper is a big upcoming platform. We mostly play on MFL, but I mean, Sleeper, the addition to that is insane. I mean, you can have all your leagues in one spot. Like you said, Flea Flicker is going to be added soon.
Yeah, and hopefully we can get, you know, all the hosting platforms that allow us to access your API. We'll hopefully be able to add all those platforms. And everything's in the works, but Flea Flicker, we've had a ton of requests for Flea Flicker, so we got to get that in there right away. And that'll be up within 2 weeks, I think our developers told us. It's a tool that's going to make everybody better, and it's going to be fun to use, you know, visually, and definitely if you're in a lot of leagues like me, right? So if you're in a lot of leagues like me and you don't want to go through everybody, like I need a running back. All right, let me see who's strong at running back, open this team, and you're going through all these teams, where if you just bring up Dynasty GM, you click league analyzer, boom, it's in your face. Okay, I'm right in the middle. I'm really strong at receiver. I'm really strong at tight end, and I'm pretty solid at like QB. So if I just get a couple more points here at receiver, I can maybe contend. Okay, where do I go? Oh, look, Tyler is loaded at receiver, and he's weak at tight end. this is a guy who I can make a trade with, right? And then,
I mean, are you looking at the UDPL stuff? Because that's pretty much spot on. I mean,
we're close in that league. We're close.
We are. I think I ranked third. And that was another league like we're talking about is I thought I might have been weaker at running back. And the GM kind of told me, okay, you're okay at running back. Your tight end, though, is struggling. And then I have like one draft pick and it's a fourth rounder. So my draft pick value is very little. And that's another thing that you guys have in there is that draft picks. Like everybody likes to have that draft pick stability. And it shows like who has the most draft picks. So if your roster doesn't look as pretty, it still gives you a good evaluation because it adds into those draft picks. It gives you the addition to those and adds those into your team measure.
Yeah. And I mean, draft picks in Dynasty Fantasy Football are extremely valuable. So your team has to be weighted with how many draft picks you have. You know, that is a part of it. I mean, if you're weak in a lot of positions, but you have a lot of draft picks, those are assets that you can use to either get quality young rookies or trade for quality players. Cause they, you know, a quality player will hold equal value to a certain draft pick. So there's value there as well. So we want to make sure that's a part of the tool as well. And, you know, of course, we got the trade calculator on there as well. So once you see who's strong where and who's not, you can go through and put in the trade calculator. And we got a lot of fun things coming with that as well. I mean, every aspect of this tool is 12 months from now, we're going to look at this and like, oh, look, you know, that was awesome. But like, it didn't do all these things as well. So that's the goal, is to make it, you know, eventually our goal with the Dynasty GM is just to be a one-stop shop, you know, like, just come in with your leagues and, you know, everything that's going on with every aspect of your league and to be able to control your league right then and there.
Yeah. I was actually just up talking to my wife and I said, you know, this is a game changer. This is a legit game changer to where, I mean, you got everything you need. Like usually, like you said, if I want to make a trade, I'll go on MFL. I'll search for the player name. I'll see who has that player, but I don't have to anymore. I can use the GM, and like you said, there it's got almost like a graph scale, different colors. You can actually click off on running backs, wide receivers. Like, say I'm looking for a quarterback, I can click off of all these other positions and look who's strongest at quarterback and see if they have somebody they can give up. And then I can kind of look, okay, where they're weak, and then I can click on the different positions, see where their positional rank is on that position, and then okay, boom, he needs a receiver. I can attack him for, like, I can offer him a receiver for one of his quarterbacks because he's so strong at that position. Like, it's insane. And it's one of those things where, like, when you see things on QVC and you're like, God, how did nobody think of this? But yet nobody did. And you guys just bundled this thing up and it's fantastic. And I mean, like the trade calculator, like you said, you were on it for 4 hours today. I've been on it a lot today as well. And the mobile version is very smooth, runs great. So that's another awesome thing, because a lot of mobile versions are kind of clunky. They don't fit into the phone space as well. But no, you guys got that one locked in.
Good team, man. We have good designers, good developers. You know, we knew mobile functionality was absolutely crucial for us coming out with this tool, because we know 75% of our users are going to use this on their phone. I mean, everybody uses their phone. So that was a huge must have, is it has to be, you know, phone compatible. So when you look on your phone, not only is it visually pleasing, but it's smooth. You know, it's easy to use and it's smooth. Cause you know, I mean, it's, if you're in 17 leagues, you can go from one league to another league by the click of a button. Boom, hit a button. All my leagues are here. Boom, hit another button. All my leagues are here. And that's just everything. Even looking for players, like when you're in that league analyzer, you're like, hey, I need receivers. And then you can see, okay, Tyler's strong at receiver and Izzy's strong at receiver here in the UPDL, right? So, boom. And all you have to do, you don't have to go through that team. You just literally click on that receiver button with your finger or your mouse, and every one of your receivers is going to pop right there on the screen. So you're like, okay. And then you go right over to Izzy. Click. All his receivers pop up. So you have a quick, you know, look right here, and you know exactly what's going on at the snap of a finger, literally a press of a finger. And you know what's going on in your league. And you know, when you're in a lot of leagues, that's time. Cause what's the number one thing when you tell Tyler, I don't know how many leagues you're in. When people ask me like, how many leagues are you in? I'm like 17 dynasty leagues. And they're like, how do you handle
all the leagues? How, how do you handle it with a family, kids? I mean, you run your own business other than Dynasty Nerds. So it's like, yeah, I mean, this is a tool that probably cuts hours off of your weeks.
Yeah, it's a time saver and it helps, you know, like time's valuable, you know, making a move at the right time is valuable. You
know? Oh yeah.
Breaking news happens. You want to go in there and make a move right away. Like, okay, hey, LeSean McCoy just signed with the Chiefs. I have LeSean McCoy. I was just about to cut him, but this is fantastic. I don't have to cut him. Go into the Dynasty GM, bring up your league real quick. Okay. Who's really weak at running back? Oh, Matt O'Hara is really weak at running back. Click send offer. LeSean McCoy for a 21 third. Accept, smash. Got it. Nailed it.
Yeah.
Got rid of a freebie, you know? So it's like, and it's quick because sometimes, how many times you're in a league two, somebody makes a trade and you're like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I would have gave you more than what he gave you. And you're like,
the classic saying.
Yeah. You should have sent an offer then. This is the only offer I got. It's just, you can't be, you know, if you stay stagnant in your dynasty league and you're not moving, then you're going to get passed by. It's a key to dynasty. It's why everybody loves it so much. Cause it's so, you know, it's like our community, right? The dynasty community is fantastic because everybody gets to interact. You're always talking. You're always asking questions. You're always making moves, sending offers. It's so interactive. It's what brings everybody together. Cause everybody feels like we're all chasing that common goal, right? We all want more draft picks.
Yeah. More draft picks, more championships. And I'm waiting for the time when you scroll over that running back and all of it is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So how do you feel about this Clyde Edwards-Helaire stuff? I mean, we're kind of going away from the GM, but I mean, that's all everybody's talking about is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. And I think DLF had him at what, 105 now? That's insane to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't know. If anybody listened to my rant I went on, the 10-minute rant I went on the Dynasty Nerds podcast. I mean, I absolutely love Clyde Edwards-Helaire because pre-draft prospect, we had him right around 5 as a rookie in our rookie rankings. And we said, you know, like this still might be like the best value. At the time, Clyde Edwards-Helaire was the best value in the draft at that time at like 5 is how we felt. It's what we were preaching. And then I'm sorry, it goes to Chiefs. And to me, the best comp I can make is Alvin Kamara, where is Alvin Kamara the best running back in the NFL? Absolutely not. You know, not even probably top 5 or 6, but he's one of the best fantasy football running backs because his skill set fits that scheme and system perfectly. Clyde Edwards-Helaire's skill set fits that scheme and system perfectly. You're talking about the same system that Brian Westbrook came out there and caught 90 footballs. Now that Damian Williams is gone, I love how though people are like, oh, Damian Williams is gone. Huge uptick for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Like Damian Williams is going to cut drastically in a Clyde Edwards-Helaire time. Now, maybe he would have early on just a little bit because of the whole COVID thing, but there's still, that's the thing. People are like, oh, not enough time, but they're still going to practice for a whole month together. So it's going to get some time, digest that playbook. So to me, you're looking at Clyde Edwards-Helaire right into that Alvin Kamara value right away. So the fact that he is 21, He's in Kansas City for 5 years. They just locked up Pat Mahomes. They locked up Tyreek Hill. To take him 5, to me, it's not outrageous whatsoever because if you want an Alvin Kamara or somebody that's on the cusp like that, that's the move you got to make. And will you get burned sometimes making that move?
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you don't, guess what? He's not coming back to you. And if that's your guy and you can't move back, take your guy. If that's your guy, take your guy. Now, me, I would just take like Tyreek Hill or Michael Thomas, not the running back there, and come back and be happy to get like Josh Jacobs. But at the same time, if you want Alvin Kamara or, you know, that caliber of player, and to be fair, I mean, he can enter that echelon. And look what Austin Eckler did last year, catching 95 footballs and 1,000 yards basically for the Chargers. His rushing totals weren't anything dynamic. We still finished as number 3 overall running back with Melvin Gordon on that team. There's no Melvin Gordon on the Kansas City Chiefs. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire has the possibility, definitely if the touchdowns can rack up there in that system with the Pat Mahomes, he could challenge. I know it's crazy to think anybody's going to outproduce Christian McCaffrey, but he can challenge for that top 3 running back spot. And that is a game changer for any fantasy league, for a redraft league, a dynasty league, a standard league. It doesn't matter. Those guys are dynasty or fantasy football goal, because there's only a couple of those guys, right? You could be a running back 1, but not, I mean, to be a top 3 fantasy running back, that is a guy who can single-handedly get you to the playoffs, right? Or
oh yeah,
make you just, you know, he can carry your team just kind of like a Lamar Jackson will. So Clyde Edwards-Helaire to me, I mean, I love him. I love him. I think it's just that the spot is too good. I don't care about size. I don't care he's 5'7". I don't care that, you know, about his 40 time. It's just his skill set fits perfectly to Andy Reid's system. When you have one of the best players I've ever seen in Pat Mahomes there to go along with Sammy Watkins, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, I mean, you can't spy. Everything's going to open up. You know, the fact that you have a safety almost on Pat Mahomes to spy him too, I mean, everything's just going to open up for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Travis Kelce, you got to respect him in the middle of the field. That's going to open everything up short for Clyde Edwards-Helaire. So in Andy Reid's system, how Brian Westbrook did too, there's going to be so many good looks for Clyde Edwards-Helaire in that Chiefs offense. To me, taking him a 1-5, I would never go, oh, look at this guy. The only word I'd be saying is, damn, I knew he wasn't come back to me in the second round.
Well, you got to remember, people were kind of whispering like, oh God, I can't believe he did that with Saquon Barkley in the first round. I saw Barkley go 104 his rookie year. And I mean, people were kind of like, oh, that's a stupid pick. I mean, why didn't you take this guy, the proven guy? I mean, now look at him. Like, Barkley's probably going to be close to top five for the next 3 years because he's just a generational talent. And if you can see that, if you do the scouting and all that, and you listen to these podcasts, say, dude, this guy is generational. He is insane. He's worth it. And Clyde Edwards-Helaire, I get his, you know, his measurables aren't up to par, but system plus a good athlete, plus the fact that he did this for LSU. Like, LSU was, I mean, they had a good offensive line, but they played very tough competition. And Edwards-Helaire destroyed Alabama, like himself destroyed them. So
he averaged 4.6 yards per carry.
I mean,
on the ground, that's not even his reception. So yeah, he's absolutely fantastic. I mean, this is the same thing as like, I mean, when I came out, when Zeke Elliott came out, right?
Yeah.
I said on the Dynasty Nerds podcast, I was like, you can make an argument right now. Zeke is the 1-1 running back in Dynasty Fantasy Football right now. Before
I remember that
back in NFL. And, you know, people were calling me all kinds of names, you know, like, oh, you're Ohio State homer. You don't know what you're talking about. You know, what about Le'Veon Bell? What about David Johnson? What about those guys? He's not better than those guys. And, you know, it's like, that was a risk I was willing to make a move on by taking him as my number one running back. And people, same thing. They will laugh at you. They'll criticize you. And it doesn't matter because it's all about the long game, right? It's like, it does not matter. I don't even care if I fail, but like, you have to be able to make those risks going back to Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I would risk it and take Zeke Elliott. And that risk would have paid huge dividends, you know, at this point where you've had a running back for almost 5 years who's a top five running back. So, and again, that's dynasty gold. So sometimes you got to put yourself out there. I put myself out there on Corey Davis a couple of years in a startup and I took him really high, like the last pick in the second round, but you know what I mean? And that was a risk I was willing to take because I believed in him so much. And guess what? I got burned, but it happens. You know what I mean? It's part of the game. Nobody's perfect. Nobody's batting 500 or 700.
Yeah. Corey Coleman got burned on Laquan Treadwell in our listener league when we first started that bad boy up. Got burned on that second round pick, Laquan Treadwell. That burned me. And I still get made fun of by, you know, Jason Thomas, who does a little stuff for us. He still talks to me like, hey, remember when you took Treadwell in the second? Yes, I do. I remember that. I traded the 101 for Josh Gordon and 112 in a league the year after Josh Gordon went off. And so, I mean,
those are moves you have to make. You gotta act like we said. You gotta be quick, right? You gotta make those moves quick because the longer somebody has somebody to think about it, or every game that player plays and gets greater, the more valuable they get. And sometimes you're gonna win, sometimes you're gonna lose. I traded Monty Ball straight up for. I traded Le'Veon Bell away straight up for Monty Ball. After the rookie year, what am I gonna? It didn't work out. But then, on the other hand, there's countless moves where I made. You know, I trade Eddie Lacy straight up for DeAndre Hopkins, same league, right? So it worked out that time. Now that was both back in, you know, when DeAndre Hopkins was a rookie, and I was like, I'll give you Eddie Lacy, I'll give you this tub of goo. He's like, for sure, that's
great. Cheeseburger Eddie, yeah. I took Tavon Austin over DeAndre Hopkins in a rookie draft. That was probably my worst ever rookie draft pick I've ever made. Tavon Austin over Hopkins.
You were probably one of many, because that was 2013,
I think.
2013 is the year before we started Dynasty Nerds. And it was another push I had because me and Matt and I, we had DeAndre Hopkins as the 1-1 easily, and we had Tavon Austin back, you know, behind all the running backs. That was Monty Ball, Le'Veon Bell, Gio Bernard was in that draft class. And there was somebody else too. But yeah, it's a lot. I think a lot of people at the time, because of draft status and that time in Dynasty, there was a ton of people taking Tavon Austin. But
oh god.
Yeah. You know, you lose some, Tyler.
Just a mistake. So let's go back to the GM a little bit and talk about kind of what other things that it can be used for, as in like today. I'm a very kind of just irrational trader. I like to just, if I don't offer a trade a day, I feel like I haven't done my job for the day. So I have to send a trade in one league a day, it seems. And with that, we talked about the trade calculator. Now, is there any special meaning for the numbers? I know you guys go up to 10,000. I think Mahomes is at for Superflex. Is there any kind of special reasoning for the higher numbers? I know DLF, I think they go to, it's like 7, and DTC, they kind of keep it lower. Is it just your guys' algorithm that you guys have for the calculator? Okay. Yeah,
that's how it just works out. The point scale just works out with the algorithm. Obviously we have, you know, reason behind our calculator, because that's a good thing. Like, a lot of calculators are going to be different than other
ones
too. And our goal here too, the GM, is our goal is to have the most accurate calculator we can get, right? That's the same, like, just whatever we can think of, just everything we can do to possibly make it the most accurate calculator we can do. So there's no, the higher the number, obviously the better a player, but there's no special thing about the number. It's just the number itself. So it's all relative, whether it was 10,000 or 100, it's all relative. It's just the way ours works. So, you know, like most, just the higher the number, better it is. And then we got to include the draft picks. And that, what also does, what's nice about our calculator is it does calculate as well, you know, for your scoring system. Is this super flex? Is this standard? Is it PPR? Is it tight end premium? You know, like, that changes everything as well.
Yeah, points per carry. And all that fun stuff. Because it you guys integrate with MFL, so it carries everything over.
Yeah, it reads your entire league. It reads your scoring settings. It reads all of that. So, I mean, the goal down the road here is to, you know, eventually just integrate with MFL there. But yeah, it knows exactly how your league's set up, how many teams are in there, and how your scoring system is. And what's nice too about a trade calculator is we have the build your own trade, which is a standard calculator that everybody has, right? Like, everybody has, that's what it is. It's build your own trade. What's nice about our calculator is, being the Dynasty GM, is when you go in the actual trade calculator itself, whatever league you're in, you're right there. So you're looking at every team's assets right away. So what makes first rounders more valuable than others? That equation is by year. Obviously, the further the year goes down, the, you know, it gets a little bit less value. But what's nice about our grading system as our rookies is it's editable. So we know, like, in a super flex league next year, Trevor Lawrence, that 2021-1-1, we will make sure that 2021-1-1 is more valuable than it normally is in a
super. I mean, it's got to be worth Mahomes, right? The Trevor Lawrence pick.
It's going to be pretty valuable. Let's just say that, right? So that's, so, I mean, basically it comes down to, right now we have a standard system for those draft picks, but we know as we scout tape and we see, you know, as we start watching tape and scouting things, so we know where we rank these players, we can go in there and manually adjust those point scales and kind of, like, you know, hey, it's a one QB league. This is where Travis Etienne is. This is where Jamar Chase is. This is where Rondale Moore is. This is where Chuba Hubbard is. And we could assign those where we think they are according to our rankings and our film process. And I think one thing we've shown throughout the last 6.5 years is our rookie analysis and our rookie breakdowns probably stack up against anybody in the dynasty business today or community today. Like, we've, you know, not to sound like, oh, we do great, but I mean, our rookie analysis has been, I mean, from an accuracy level of rankings, I'm very proud of it. Let me say that.
No, you guys hit more than you miss. And like you guys say on the podcast, and what I've learned, you can have mistakes. We all miss, but if you hit more than you miss, people are going to listen to you. And that's mainly the advice that I take. I mean, you don't have to hit a stud player. You can hit a guy that does well for 2 years and wins you a title. That's a hit. That's not a miss.
Yeah.
So
Darius Slayton, Preston Williams, you know, the guys like that.
Garrett
pick up, and
Garrett was Slayton. Nailed that. He came on. He came on the pod and talked to us about Slayton. I picked him up in any league I could, and he was a free agent. And I still to this day, I'm like, hey man, thank you for that.
Yeah, we got him on. I got a lot of Darius Slayton shares. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And going back to that trade calculator we were talking about before too, what's nice is, it brings up right your league, right? So you can pick your team. It's not like, okay, let me go back and look at what Tyler has on his roster so I can kind of play with this. You just bring up my team, you bring up your team right away. You're playing with that trade calculator of all your
the values. Yeah.
Yeah. So you know right away. So like, and also what the GM can help come and help you then is it might prevent you from offending another owner, right? I mean, how much time you get a trade and you're like, what is this BS offer? I'm not even responding to this. You know, I'm like, why don't you respond? Like, send me a real offer. Why don't you send an offer? You're the one that wants to make a trade. You send me the offer. You know, so it's like, it's going to get you close right out the gates. And remember, sometimes it's not about, you know, winning a trade. It's about making your team better. So our calculator is there to assess that too. It's like, it's going to tell you like, hey, your point differential in this trade is less than Tyler's, right? Like, I'm getting less than Tyler. But look at how much you're better your team is. Like, your team value went up because of this trade. So you lost a trade, but your team value went up. So the Dynasty GM is going to do that as well. It's going to tell you like how much better your team is after making a certain trade. So, and that's the whole point, is trying to have a better team. So many people are focused on, I have to win a trade. I have to win a trade. And that's why sometimes asking trade questions on Twitter and people chime in, they have nothing to do with it. Like, oh, you got bent over, dude, or make comments. They don't understand the structure of that team,
yeah,
or the league, or what's exactly going on. And it's like, because I've done that. I've made moves where I know I'm losing a trade, but it's going to help me win a ship. And that's all I care about, right? Like, I don't care about winning a trade. I care about winning the whole damn thing. So I don't care about giving up a first round pick for, you know, Todd Gurley when I can make, when I can win this thing, right? Like, I don't care if this, I don't care if this guy is old. If AJ Green starts a year hot, right? He's that wide receiver one, and then going into the bye week, he's wide receiver five overall, and he's 32. And you need that receiver to win it all. He asked for your 21 first. You're going to give that 21 first for AJ Green because you're trying to win the ship, right? So it's not about winning trades. And you know, in a vacuum, would you rather have the 21 first? Of course, but it depends where your team is. And the GM is going to help you do all that. So again, it's a dynasty GM for a reason. That's Matt O'Hara named it. A great name. It's just all-encompassing. This is something we've been putting time into for 2 years. So
O'Hara's not there just for good looks, I guess.
No, but he's he's got that too, that bastard.
Yeah, damn it, he's good at naming things. and he's good looking. That sucks. It's the worst. But no, with the trade, that's a nice thing that we talked about, is when I was actually offering somebody a trade today, I pulled up the names and I noticed that right away. Like, usually with calculators, you have to type in the name and you have to, you know, click on the name. This, you click the arrow down and it gives you your whole team, but it doesn't sort it at quarterback, running back. It sorts it as your most valuable asset, which works because if you're going for a certain player and you see his value, you can actually match up those values quite easily. So that is actually a wonderful, wonderful thing. Because like you said, if a lot of people like to do the screenshot, the, hey, look at this, my value is this and you're screwing me over, so I'm not going to accept it. So in this way, you can be like, hey, look at the calculator. Calculator says, yes, it's even. It helps both of our teams and it can actually help trades happen more.
Except for the guy chimes in like, screw those dynasty nerds guys. They don't know what the hell they're talking about. Derrick Henry's worth 8,000 points.
Yeah, maybe if we're going per weight capita, that would be the thing with him, if we're going by size and just monstrosity. But yeah, it's a wonderful tool. I'm going to keep using it. Rich, I can't thank you enough for everything you've done for the community. I mean, You've been nothing but outstanding to me. Give me an opportunity in this job. You are creating these tools. Like, we are quote unquote competitors, which I don't give a damn. I don't think it's competition. I think we're all here for one thing, and it's to help fans and everybody win championships. And I have no issue telling everybody how amazing this tool is. Like, I help out Dynasty Trade Calculator with the work they do. You guys created this tool that is just, it's like a hut. Like how people have she sheds. This is a he shed of Dynasty Fantasy Football. Like, this is my little he shed where I'm going to go in, I'm going to snuggle in, and I'm going to just play around with it. I'm going to look around for trades. I'm going to look at my teams. It's awesome. Now, if you want to tell everybody how to get it, tell them all that fun stuff and what they can get with the subscription too. I mean, you get an extra pod. That's also awesome.
You get a lot. There's a lot of different variants. You go to dynastynerds.com. Obviously, there's a big logo on it right now that says Dynasty GMs here. If you just want to try it out, like if you want to try everything, that's all encompassing until August 14th for $3, you get the Nerd Herd and the Dynasty GM for only $3 for the month. You get everything. You get the access to our rankings. You get access to our Dynasty Nerds film room. That's something I don't promote enough. The Dynasty Nerds film room is absolutely massive because
it's awesome. We have
all the 21 college players, their film is there for you to watch. And it's not just the whole game. It's just the cut up plays of just that player.
And is that Dynasty Tools that does that for you guys?
No, we have our own in-house staff.
He's okay.
Brian is one of them.
He does our Devi happy hour. He knows Devi prospects, so I mean he helped. I know I'm pretty sure he could help cut up that stuff. I want to make sure, but yeah, like I use the film room for my film watching because I don't want to watch all the other stuff. I just want to see that player.
Yeah, people ask me all the time, like, how is your hit rate so high on these rookies? And I'm like, I don't know, dude. I just watched the film and I break it down and I study it and I give you my analysis. To me, it's clear as day. You know, like, this guy's awesome and this guy's not, or this guy's a turd ferg and this guy's not. So it's like, the best way to do is like take, you know, this is why you're here. You want to listen to Dynasty Happy Hour podcast. You want to listen to Dynasty Nerds podcast. You want to listen to Dynasty Trade Calculator podcast. And you want to see what all these guys are saying, but then you want to put your own eyes on the film too. To make your own judgment. You know what I mean? Like, it's the best thing. Cause then you can hear all these other people's opinions. And then you do that first. Then you know what you're looking for going into the tape and see what you see and see who you like. Cause that's what it boils down to. I mean, I love Henry Ruggs. Not everybody else loves Henry Ruggs. I have no idea why. He's the third best receiver in his class. He's an absolutely fantastically fantastic stud. So you can do that. You get your own eyes on the Dynasty Nerds film room. We have the Nerd Score. Which is Garrett and Jared's baby, which was some of the writers that they break down these rookies and they give them a score, which now we'll have historical data on. And of course you get access to the Dynasty GM. If you want to use the Dynasty GM, if you don't want rankings, if you don't want the extra Dynasty Nerds podcast, which you get with the Nerd Herd as well, or anything else to do with us, you can literally just get the Dynasty GM by itself. You can get it for $3 a month or $30 a year. And to me, it's, I don't say this just to sell a product because I think the product sells itself. I say this because this is a tool from somebody who's been playing Dynasty Fantasy Football for almost 18 years, and it helps me and I love it. And that's why we built it. So it's, for me, that $30 for the year for the bundle, this is something you can use to make all your leagues better, and it saves you time. And to me, I think it's the best investment you can make. I'm so proud of the tool. I'm so proud of like where we're going with the tool too. So just know, like, this version is not, this isn't it. This isn't even it for 2 weeks from now. It's going to be different. We're going to be updating
the hatchling
literally constantly. This thing will be ever evolving. You're always going to be like, it does this now. 1 year from now, later, when you're already locked in, when your first membership runs out, if you buy it for the year, you're going to be like, I got to re-up. This is just, it's even more. I can even do more. So, and that's the thing, Dynasty 365. So there's at no point at all do you not need the Dynasty GM. You may own the team, but like any good owner, you need a good general manager too. And that's what the Dynasty GM is here to do for you.
Oh yeah. I mean, I have made some stupid, idiotic trades, and that's why I use stuff like this, because I need to make sure I'm not overthinking it. Like, the other day, I'm a huge DeAndre Swift guy. I think DeAndre Swift is going to be a stud. And I have made some ridiculous offers. And there's been offers where I'm like, okay, I need to double check that I'm not screwing myself over. And yeah, I mean, the Dynasty GM pretty much tells me, hey, idiot, maybe you should think about this again. Maybe you shouldn't do this. Yeah.
What if you could add, that's the thing, what if you could add a second, a late second, or add a late third, and that late third turns into Rob Gronkowski. That late third turns into Stephon Diggs. That late third turns into Devin, you know, like a Devin Duvernay who now plays, you know, something along those lines, or you get Cole Kmet, you know, something along those lines. Little things like that, or just a little add-on here and there of a player. Hey, like, you know, before the year last year, why don't you throw in Darius Slayton? Why don't you throw in Preston Williams?
Yes.
Here you are 12 months later, the add-in or the throw-in ends up being better than the original piece it even was. So it's just, that's where the difference is, where you're like, oh, I missed out. I could have got a second. Like, yeah, it was just a second. No, no. It's like everything counts, even if it's a player that has mild upside. You know,
Jordan Howell, something along those lines. There's nothing worse than remembering a trade that you could have actually gotten a second round pick. And that when the draft happens, that second round pick is on the clock and seeing a player that you really want. Yeah. That is probably one of my biggest, like kick in the nuts. You're just like, oh my God, I could have had this guy. I could have had Devin Singletary at 206 if I would have just taken this second rounder instead of paying.
I just did it yesterday because I got invited. We have my one last rookie draft. We always do it late. And then he sent the last year's draft board. And I looked at it, my second round pick, and I was like, I could have had, this is today, literally I did it today. I was like, I could have had Terry McLaurin. I could have had Terry McLaurin. I have no idea what I gave up for that second, but I know what it was. I gave up my future second. It was a good, like Mike Gesicki, like before. That's what it was. But I got Mike Gesicki. He got terrible.
And you could add, you could add McLaurin. That's another thing, the reason why you got to listen to Dynasty Nerds as well as us, because Terry McLaurin is somebody that we absolutely love. And I know for sure Dynasty Nerds is all about the Terry McLaurin life. He is going to, I think Doug and I are on board with him being a top 15 receiver this year.
He had a first round grade in your rookie draft all the way through to the NFL draft. And when the NFL draft hit, we bumped him slightly down a couple notches. But
yeah,
it happens.
All right, everybody. I want to thank Rich for coming on, talking about Dynasty GM. Great tool. You guys got to go get it. It's going to make your team better. It's going to make you better as an owner and a trader. I know we had some people in the chat talking about trading, how it's an art. Rich and I, we have made many trades in the past, and this will only help us make trades more and make them happen. So from everybody here, Dynasty Nerds, Dynasty Happy Hour, see ya.